Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us and will address a health issue and explain how we can deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. This morning I wanted to talk a little bit about the link between gluten and thyroid issues. So many of my patients are suffering from some sort of thyroid disease, and actually quite a few of them actually didn't even know they had a thyroid issue when they came in. So thyroid issues are particularly common in women, with 1 in 8 women going on to develop some sort of a thyroid condition over the course of her lifespan. And women actually are 5 to 8 times more likely to have a thyroid issue than men. So a malfunctioning thyroid can actually lead to either an over or underproduction of thyroid hormones. And these hormones are called T3 and T4, and they affect really every part of our body, and our heart, our central nervous system, many parts of our body, our gastrointestinal tract, and metabolism all respond to thyroid hormones. So some recent research actually has linked gluten intolerance and autoimmune issues. So that means if an autoimmune condition is the underlying cause of your thyroid issue, so gluten actually could potentially be an exacerbating factor. So it can actually make, gluten can actually make our thyroid issues worse. And I often will screen patients who come in with, for example, autoimmune issues or thyroid issues. I'll often screen them for either gluten sensitivity or even celiac, which is an autoimmune issue. So what happens over time is inflammatory foods like gluten can actually degrade the lining of our small intestine, and that can lead to things like permeability or things like leaky gut. And when this happens, these larger protein molecules called gliadin, they're actually able to slip past the mucosal layer in our intestinal wall, and we actually can produce an antibody reaction. And so what happens is the gliadin protein molecule looks very similar to our thyroid gland, and once the antibodies to gluten or gliadin are created, they can mistakenly attack our thyroid tissue. So from that point on, you can get an autoimmune response to gluten. So it's a really important, and sometimes, you know, patients think about gluten sensitivity and digestive issues, but it's not always the digestive issue that people are coming in with. Sometimes we see, for example, issues around the joints, the skin, the respiratory tract, even the brain can all be affected by gluten intolerance. And sometimes what happens even is that other antibodies, while our body is responding to gluten or creating an antibody, we can actually mistakenly, our body can attack other proteins. So sometimes people will actually show sensitivity to other grains, things like corn and oats and rice, that are naturally gluten-free, but their proteins are so similar to gluten that they actually still react to it. So one of the main things we do is test for gluten sensitivity, certainly when patients have thyroid issues. We'll actually sometimes test for dairy sensitivity as well, because sometimes there's a cross-reactivity. But the main thing is to test for the sensitivity and respond with naturopathic treatments to help treat the thyroid, to help treat the gluten sensitivity, and help to restore the body back to a good state of health.
Well, it's wonderful to know that if someone wants to avoid thyroid problems, that there is a natural way to do that. If someone wants to speak to you, you're still offering your complimentary 15-minute consultations?
Absolutely. They can reach me at 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have health issues and you want to deal with them naturally, take Dr. Betty Rosendahl up on her offer, a 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about my health and dealing with it naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.